It's morning time. We are at Hatshepsut mortuary temple at the entrance, gathering after an astonishing visit to Nefertari's tomb in the Valley of the Queens, where we got to witness, I would say for the first time, and appreciate the color, the vividness, the art, and the honor that the Egyptians have given to their queens, to their gods, in the beauty of that tomb. We were not allowed to take photos, but I think the imprint on our minds and hearts did not need any photos in there. It was absolutely mind-blowing and beautiful to witness this in person so close. It was a powerful experience, I think, for many. So let us center ourselves here now in the way that is comfortable for you, creating a beautiful, honoring space for ourselves, creating a slow-moving coherence between us all, as we have done for so many days already on the tour, feeling the loving embrace from our heart to those that are journeying with us, and from spirit, and from the ancients, and from creation. There are only a few days remaining on the Nile cruise, and for many of you, you have done so much journeying and processing through the many sites and places we have visited, and we are experiencing together now more of the new energy, a new beginning, a new seeding of potentials and synchronicities from the intents you have put together for yourself that will take you from here and on into your new life, new hearts, new love, new joy. All about the newness that we experiencing and want to have more in our lives. And we value and honor everything that we have experienced and everything that takes us from here and on. We learn new tools, and we keep learning new tools in the remaining days of our journey from Kryon, from Adironda, from Isis, and from the energies that you bring in from your own intuition, from your own memories that you pull from your Akash, that you pull from your multidimensionality, amplified with all the sites that we have been, and allowing yourself to see the bigger I am, the bigger you, and the oneness that connects us all. And let us continue and hear more from Monica.
So I would like to invite you all to close your eyes if they're not closed already. And the reason I ask you to close your eyes is that I want you to ponder some questions that I'm asking, and the answers you get come from your intuition. And when you close your eyes, it helps you to get into the stillness, the quietness at the center of your being, to get in touch with the intuitive answers. So here is the first question. Who are you? Who have you been on the planet Earth? Is it possible that you have incarnated and walked on this planet in other lifetimes? And if that is possible for you, how many times have you came upon the Earth and experienced being human and experienced being in different cultures and civilizations? And in that journey of the thousands of lifetimes you may have experienced, I ask you, is it possible that you have had a turn in being the other gender? If you are female today, what was the chances you may have been a male in the past? And if you are a male today, what are the chances that you have been a female in the past? And now, having that knowledge, are you able to express compassion for the other gender? Compassion when you consider being the other gender and looking at your gender with a different eyes and having new compassion. And what else would be the purpose of having a system that brings you to the planet many times and has you switch genders? What is the purpose of such a system? And perhaps one possibility for such a system is to be in direct contact with your intuition through the feminine form. All week we have been hearing about the women are built for intuition. It flows through them. And if you have been both genders, you have all experienced what it is like to have that direct flow, that constant stream of intuitive thought through the feminine. But if we take it one step further, when we are not here, we go back into the oneness. And in that oneness, there is no gender. There is no female. There is no male. There is only oneness. And when we hear the messages from Kryon or even Adironda, they do not identify themselves as a gender. They are genderless. The creative source is genderless. And what they all have in common is that they radiate love. Love is the common element for all. And as we experience this beautiful path of being one gender or another, here is the invitation to balance within yourself the divine masculine, and to balance within yourself the divine feminine. And together, within you, you create the oneness that you are a part of. And so that is what my message for you today is to share, to really embody and experience and feel and emanate oneness with everything.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in Egypt. And this is a time, dear ones, all of you here and listening, where we are honoring the feminine. This has been a subject of mine for some time. And over the last 30 years, we have slowly revealed that the genders are indeed different, as you know. But not just thinking different. They have different tools. And the feminine has always had a greater intuitive tool. And we have told you this many times. If you take a look at the history of metaphysics, you will find the leaders and the attendees are mostly female. It seems like intuitively they are pulled to the truth of all of these things, that women have a better idea of shamanship and also of the magic of love. At this particular spot, it's called a mortuary temple of a queen, with a history to go with it that is very much like most royalty would have. All of the drama that is there. But let it not be missed upon you as you look upon this. It is for a woman. This group of 100 have just come from the Valley of the Queens. Now, some of you may have heard of the Valley of the Kings who are listening to this now. And maybe you were not necessarily aware of the Valley of the Queens, and this is where they buried their royalty, the queens of Egypt. What is it really that is the truth of all of this? Is it actual that women were built for and born for the idea that they would have more intuition and be spiritual leaders? And the answer is yes. Just like they are built for and born for the raising of children. And any one of you who raises children, no matter what gender, knows the role of the mother is primary. It's not only because she gave birth or fed her child. It's because she is the one with the compassion first. She has the intuition of what the child is going through and what the child needs next. Even if you're a male, and I have said this before, up to a certain age, if there's any issues or trouble or things at school, you go to your mom. These are the tools that I speak of, and this is the honoring that we continue to speak of as we sit here outside in public on a wall I have sat on before. My message is very, very basic here, and then I'm going to pass it to a female. But I want to mention just one thing. There are those perhaps listening to this all over the world, and perhaps even in my country of my partner. That would be the United States. And there would be those who would listen, perhaps the first time you've heard Kryon, and you would say, well, this is all very interesting and very quaint. You're in Egypt, and that was in ancient times. Some would say, well, you know, back then they separated the sexes. You know, they have a place for the women that is separate from the men. Isn't that separatism? And so I'm just going to say it. Those who think you're in modern times and you've solved some of these problems, is it separatism or is it respect of what you see today? Let me ask you, dear American, show me the avenue of first ladies. Show me their libraries. And there are none. Because all of the presidents, although they had first ladies involved, they got the libraries. They got all the honor. And when they were gone, they were gone. And you take a look here at the respect and the tombs and the care that has gone in to honoring the feminine, the partners of the kings. That's elegant. That's progressive. think on these things, because they will show something perhaps you'd never thought of before. Perhaps there ought to be a return to this, even in your country.
Ah, it is good day to you, huh? As we turn up our own personal air conditioning systems, huh? Breathe it in around you and know that you are the light. And you are the coolant for that light, huh, dearest? We had to come in first to remind you that we are neither male nor female, and we are both male and female, as each of you are. And with that energy of the connection and the balance of love and compassion with you, we know that the divine order of the frequency, as we saw exemplified last night, as exemplified by the energy there, everything is working in your favor. Always remember that. That in that balance of intuition, in that balance of strength, as we sit here, this mortuary, this great temple in honor of a woman who led with the strength of a man and the intuition of a woman, that is what we are asking for. Ah, dearest beings of light, we are honored by your presence here. We know who you are. We see your love and your light, and we are honored by the dearest Queen Nefertari. We wish to remind you of what you have seen in her tomb. The brilliance of color, just as that weaves through the brilliance of color in your energy as well. There were two guardians in the hallway, one smiling and one not. As those guardians remind you that sometimes the smile is perfect and sometimes you get the contrast within that, because it takes both energies, joy and that contrast, because with that, then you can appreciate both as to who you are, just as it takes both male and female, a balance of the two, dearest beings of light. The balance of that energy, the balance of that compassion, the balance of that love. Yes, the woman can give birth, but it is not so easily done without the man there, huh? Not the common, anyway. So as you are experiencing that, we ask you to go into the wisdom of your own innate, to go into the information of you, to go into that energy as you see your soul. And if your descendants were to make hieroglyphs about your life, what would they be? If you were to ask your story to be told, so it will be seen thousands of years from now, what would it say? Would it say, oh, she was, oh, he was the beautiful, compassionate soul of gratitude, showing honor with all living things, huh? Or would it say, well, he or she judged all and was never satisfied with anything? We prefer the former. You are love. You are love. You are compassion. You are wisdom. You are clarity. You are that which you are. As those of you who were at the top of Mount Sinai, I am that. I am. I am that. You see, just because I was not there with you does not mean I was not there with you. You see, I am with you always. I am that voice inside, that feminine, the wisdom that is coming into balance with the masculine. I am asking each of you to bring that into the place of balance. To know that in your core, you are both. You are the leader and you are the receiver. You are the radiant and you are the internal. Eternally you. That is what we wish to remind you of. That is what we wish for you to acknowledge within yourself. We hold you in love and light, just as our dear friend Kryon, our dear master Monica, and Elon, and each of the nuggets of wisdom that the guides bring in, they are teachings. They are love because they care so deeply for you. Now, write your story. What do you wish to be said about your life? And dearest beings of light, I ask you to start living that life right now, here today. And as you do, the joy within you will bubble forth in giggles, maybe in tears. For just as the guardians of Nefertari's tomb, it takes both. In honor of yourself and all others that are around you. For this we give thanks, for this magnificent opportunity with these mountains here, knowing that there are many others that will emerge from their depths. Just as you are emerging from the wisdom that is within you, in the balance of masculine and feminine intuition. We love you deeply. We honor you. We trust who you are and we implore you to trust you as well. And therefore, you will know how to live once you trust yourself. Bringing forth that love. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.